Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 12 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. And Coach Bales.
How are we doing?
AD, assistant principal with the Clarinda Community School District. How are you, Mr. Bales?
I'm good. You know, school got out yesterday. Teacher's last day is today.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, but we are now about the summertime.
It is. Yeah, you're making those things. And state track.
Yes.
What's going on with state track?
Going on right now. We've got state track. We are the afternoon session.
So they're getting ready.
They're getting ready to rock. Coach Blank and the crew is all up there, and we are getting ready to go for kind of the main portion of what we have for state track. You've got Cooper Baumgart at 2 o'clock in high jump, Jordan Butt at discus at 4:30, Ellery Bird high jump at 4:40, the boys 4x2 final at 5:10. Stevie Wilmus at 5:40 for the 400 hurdles, 6:20 in girls, 4x1 prelim, 6:40 boys, 4x1 prelim, 7 o'clock girls, 4x4 prelim, and 7:40 boys, 4x4 prelim. So, busy day.
Is there a link available?
Absolutely. So, if you go on the Iowa High School Athletic Association or the Girls Union YouTube,
there's a link there.
There's a link there, and then live results are also on there as well.
Okay.
And then going into Saturday, we have finals, and then Carson Johnson will have his wheelchair events in the 1, 2, and 4. It's getting busy, and then hopefully we get some finalists in today. 4x2 is just a final two as well. That's all heated out, so we'll see.
Yesterday was the last day of class for today.
We got them out the door. We're ready to go.
When's the teacher's last day?
Today.
Okay.
So, they're done today, and they're off and running up there, and we'll be watching, be ready to go.
All right. Let's talk about something that's going to take place this summer.
Yeah.
I think we've touched on it a time or two in the past, but there will be the Clarinda and Atlantic.
Yes.
Will be at Busch Stadium.
Correct.
Like the Cardinals, St. Louis.
Yes.
The Busch Stadium.
Absolutely.
This summer.
Yes. June 28th, we will play Atlantic at Busch Stadium over in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And, tickets that we're selling. And it's been really good right now. We're kind of on our home stretch. We're just about at 400 tickets sold. You got to get to 700.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some of the boys out selling. People are picking up their tickets. And we've got a few things that are cooking up to be able to make this happen.
And so what they get to experience, they get to play on the field.
Yep.
They get to have the public address announcer.
Yes.
Like the real...
The real deal.
Public address announcer. And they're going to get to watch a game
while
you're there. You get all this for your ticket.
Absolutely. So at 1 o'clock first pitch is the Cardinals and the Marlins will play. And we get to watch that game. You get your ticket, gets you a free soda, a free hot dog at the stadium for $27. Face value is $40.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good deal right there. And then after the fact, our kids are then going to get ready, and then they get to play the nightcap down on the field. And just what a cool experience for the kids, for the community. Clarindis already has kind of that Cardinals connection.
With Ozzy.
So hopefully he can be able to make it to the game. And, and a couple of ace players have been a part, and obviously played in the major leagues. But, one of them just actually got traded from the Marlins. So we were thinking that we were going to be able to see him there. But it's going to be a cool experience to be able to have our kids be able to do this.
And with this, so it is a cool experience. I mean,
yeah.
How many high school kids get to play at a real big league, the whole experience stadium?
Exactly. There's
not many.
Not very many. And when we were presented with this opportunity, I was like, there's just no way we can't do this.
Yeah.
So I know the boys are excited. I know coaches are excited. And the thing is, we've been selling tickets since Christmas break.
Yeah.
And now we're just about a month out from being able to go. And baseball, softball starts this next week, too, as well, with Mount Air. And it's just like, well, we're going to be here before we know it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about, there's a fundraiser that's coming up.
Yes.
So tell me when it is, where it is, and what it goes to. So walk me through.
Absolutely.
That.
So Clarinda Regional Health Center, they're going to throw the boys a spaghetti feed with free will donation that's going to be at the hospital. It's going to be from 5 to 7 on June 3rd. At the main entrance of the hospital. We'll have some of the players that will be outside if you just want to drive through and pick up your order. So they'll have that out front, and there's going to be seating that's available inside. So that's going to go on from 5 to 7 o'clock at Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Okay, so for the a couple of things. It's free will.
Free will.
Be generous.
Yes, that's right.
Be generous because this will help the student. And then you don't have to really call ahead for the drive-thru. You just drive up, say, I want two orders.
Absolutely.
I want five orders, whatever it may be.
Yep, whatever you want, whatever it may be.
They'll grab it for you?
Yep, boys will grab it for you. They'll be ready to go. This will just, you know, go towards any expenses that they have because we're going to go up. Day prior, they're going to stay the night, two nights. It's a Sunday game.
Yeah.
They play. They're not going to get done until late on Sunday. They'll stay the night again, travel back on Monday. So,
and that, is that what this goes for?
Absolutely. All so whatever we can use it for, we're going to use it for. And we want to make sure the kids have the best experience they can. Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate Clarinda Regional Health Center for approaching us, putting this on, donating all the spaghetti, and want to be able to do this for the boys.
This all goes to this whole event, right?
Yes.
That's what this is designated for. You could pay for as much as you want to pay for
this. Absolutely.
It'll be good.
Yeah, you can do however much. whatever your donation is willing to be, we're all for it.
Will there be tickets available at this?
So
you may be sold out by the time.
You know, and that's
which
just
would be great.
That's just it. The fun thing is, too, is Tasha and I, my secretary, we were looking at some of the tickets, and we're like, we pretty much have all the tickets passed out to the boys,
mm-hmm.
and we've only got about 40-some that are in-house. So yeah. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty of this, and it's going to be good. So we're excited.
So if there are tickets available, I'm guessing that you could say, hey, I want 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 tickets.
Absolutely.
So there
well,
you go.
I'm sure we can make that happen because I know there's some boys out there that need to sell some tickets.
There you
so
go.
I'm sure they're going to bring those along right to this.
$27 a ticket.
Yep.
Buy as many as you wish.
Absolutely.
This is a free will donation, this being the spaghetti feed that Clarinda Regional Health Center has graciously agreed to host and to put on, and it all goes back to the baseball program.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and Clarinda Regional Health Center has been a great partner with our booster club and the school and all they do to provide for our kids. I mean, we have a athletic trainer that's on site in mm-hmm. Loganwood 24/7. He's always there for us. Whatever we kind of need, they have always stepped up. And the relationship with the booster club as well, that's chipping in to help the boys out with this, along with Clarinda Regional Health Center. They do a great job of just doing whatever it takes to be able to have the kids have a great time, good memories, and, you know, and the biggest thing is that they are just there for the kids all the time.
Yeah. So, again, you don't have to call in.
Nope.
You don't have to get tickets. You don't. All you do is you go to the Clarinda Regional Health Center on June 3rd.
Yep.
From 5 until 7.
Correct.
You can drive through and say, give me, you know, 5 meals.
Yep.
And make your donation.
Absolutely.
Or you can go in.
Yep.
And sit down and get 5 or 10 meals and make your donation.
That's right. Well, however you want to do it.
Or a meal. It doesn't have to
or
be
a meal. I mean, if you want whatever we can do and whatever the community is able to help us support. I know there's a lot of people out there that are actually coming to the game, which is going to be really cool.
Yeah.
And that's the experience I'm really looking forward to the kids is that I think they don't realize how big a stadium is until you're down on the field.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's going to be pretty neat. So I've been to Busch Stadium twice before. Obviously in the stands, but it'll be the first time for these kids to be on the field.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pretty cool.
You bet. Okay. Anything else, Eli? What else we need to touch
on? You know, we're just running off in the baseball and softball season. Boys golf made it to state.
Tell me about that.
So, Coach Peterson and the crew there with our boys made it to the state golf tournament. That's going to be next week in Waterloo. So they will play Tuesday and Wednesday up at state golf. And then actually on Wednesday, we had 2 qualifiers in Addie Weinrich and Taylor Rasmussen for the girls' state golf tournament as well in Marshalltown. So that's going to be next week as well on Wednesday or Thursday, Friday. So we've got some state events going on. State track's in full swing right now with a busy day. I know Coach Blank's chomping out a bit to get out to the Blue Oval right now, and then I'll make sure we get a golf match in when he gets back because he still is eating his words right now. I mention to him every time when we're going to play, and he doesn't want to go on hole 16 with me.
I gotcha. So between you and Coach Blank and Mr. Wood, Logan.
Oh yeah,
who's the better golfer?
Oh gee, I think it's me hands down. I don't even think it's even close. I mean, you know, I think Logan's
Coach Blank had a different opinion of that.
Well,
I think
he's got different opinions a lot of the time when it comes to something that is competitive. But I know Logan Wood's got a hot putter on him though. I've seen that in action. So he should remember the time we went to ADM, and he can ask Chat Coach Blank about that next time. So,
all right, sounds good. Okay, anything else that we need to touch on?
Well, just Coach Blank just telling me to be quiet. So he's getting on the phone
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
so
he needs to tell him to work. Tell him to coach. He's got coaching to do here. So yeah,
absolutely.
All right. Okay,
very good. No, we're excited. June 3rd, 5 to 7, main entrance at Kelowna Regional Health Center. We've got the drive-through that'll be available for the spaghetti feed. The baseball players will be out front. And again, game's on June 28th. So if you're interested in getting some tickets, call in up front to the high school. We'll be there from 7:30 to probably about 4 o'clock throughout the summer. So if there's something that's ready to go, now my phone's just blowing up right now. Coach Blank just gets fired up.
I think we need to have some sort of competition fundraiser putt-off driving contest.
You know, I think that's something maybe we should have happen. We can talk with Kelowna Regional Health Center and see if us three can be able to get together.
Who's the best? This is for bragging rights.
And see what can happen. Yeah. But so, yeah, no.
So one thing, I don't know if we mentioned, when is the game in St. Louis?
June 28th.
June 28th.
Yes. Yeah, so we will play right after the Cardinals play. So once they're done, it's about an hour and a half gap. They get the field ready again. We head on down. We head down in about the seventh inning, and then we get ready to go.
So will you be in the dugout and everything?
That's plan. I sure hope so.
Oh, wow.
So that is the plan, to be down on the field with them.
How cool would it be to be in that dugout? And
it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience that we have for the kids. Yeah. So
all right. Very good. Anything else, Coach?
Chad just wants to say that Aaron knows I'm better, so we'll put that out there. So,
all right, very good.
So right. Awesome, I appreciate it, Aaron.
Pleasure to visit with you, and again, would encourage people to go. I don't know, have spaghetti.
Have some spaghetti. Get as much as you like. Donate as much as you like, and we'll plan on that.
And buy your tickets.
Absolutely,
buy your tickets.
We're getting down to the end, so we'll get it done.
Sounds good. Awesome. Thanks, Eli. Eli Bell's with me this morning from the AD and the assistant principal with the Clarinda Community School District. Call on Jones Mechanical. Jones Mechanical.